Welcome to Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI, developer of the world's most widely used standards for sustainability reporting. In each episode, we hear how members of GRI's global multi-stakeholder network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. My name is Noora Pura, and I'm your host today. Returning from summer break, we will today focus on two important topics. In the wake of the World Water Week, we will discuss GRI's newly updated standard on water and effluents, what it means to reporting companies, and the major changes in the standard's content. But let us begin with the GRI standards. As you might already know, the transition from the GRI G4 guidelines to the GRI standards is now complete. What this means is that as of July, companies have not been able to register G4 reports with us anymore, and instead they are expected to use the GRI standards to disclose their economic, environmental, and social impacts. I'm sitting here with Bastian Buck, Chief of Standards at GRI, who will help us understand what this means to reporters. Now, GRI has updated two of its standards this year, one on water and effluents, and one on occupational health and safety. I wanted to ask you something that many reporters might have in their minds. Why is GRI releasing these new standards so soon after launching the GRI standards in 2016?
Firstly, it is part of the overall commitment of the GRI and the GSSB to keep the standards updated at all times. Second, I would say we see a rapid evolution of all the issues that we're covering. And water and OH&S happen to be issues where we've seen considerable change in best practice, and we want to bring that back to the standards. Lastly, it's also putting our modular structure to use. It was precisely for that reason that we put it in place. We can actually update individual standards now, as opposed to the situation where we were updating a 400-page document with G4.
And what we also hear a lot is that reporters might have difficulty deciding which sustainability reporting framework to use. Why should companies use the GRI standards to disclose their impacts on water or occupational health and safety?
So the GRI standards is the framework of choice when you want to understand and communicate, importantly, your impacts on society, your impacts on sustainable development. And you have to understand your impacts on issues, on sustainability matters, to then also deduct financial risk discussions, business risk discussions, and so on. So you want to start with the GRI standards if you want to trigger a sequence of discussions internally and with your stakeholders that lay out what your impact is and what the consequences are, both for stakeholders and your business.
Looking forward, what are the next steps for the GRI standards?
So we have several projects underway. We're currently working on tax and payments to governments. We're working on human rights, and that is a portfolio project that looks at multiple standards and also the universal standards and the question how we bring the UN guiding principles back into the GRI standards and reflect these contents adequately. We also have started a project recently on waste. What it is we're trying to address on an as-needs basis gaps that are emerging in our offering vis-a-vis best practice or new norms that are arising, but also bring those contents in line with the debate that is occurring internationally.
That was Bastian Buck, Chief of Standards at GRI. Let's move on to the topic of water itself. The World Water Week was once again celebrated in Stockholm end of August, with experts and practitioners from over 100 countries. It became apparent that water management is moving to the top of business agenda as companies and investors are beginning to understand the risks and opportunities involved. I had a chance to talk to Paul Reig from the World Resources Institute. Paul was part of GRI's project working group leading the review of the updated Water and Effluents 2018 standard. Thanks, Paul, for taking the time to join the podcast. I wanted to start our discussion by talking about the main challenges in water management and stewardship. What do you see as the most pressing issues today?
So one of the main challenges I see in sustainable water management and corporate water stewardship is that the water risks and water impacts associated with organizations are inherently local, because each watershed and each catchment has its unique set of social and economic and environmental characteristics, right? However, a lot of the organizations working to advance water stewardship operate at a regional or international level. And this poses a challenge to effectively reduce their impacts on water because there's not one silver bullet or blanket solution that'll work everywhere. Instead, organizations need to understand the local context in which they operate to identify appropriate solutions. And I'm excited because I think the updated GRI standard for water and effluent helps solve this challenge by requesting that reporting organizations understand the external context and report their impacts accordingly. And therefore, I'm very hopeful that it captures much more of this kind of unique local dimension of water impacts.
As I mentioned earlier, you were part of the project working group in the review of the standard. Why did the World Resources Institute decide to take part in this process?
WRI decided to engage in the review process of the standard for two reasons. First, we want to ensure that the updated standard reflects the most recent thinking in water stewardship so that the standard can drive positive and meaningful change. And secondly, we see the GRI standard as a way to scale best practice across organizations using the standard around the world.
When it comes to reporting and managing impacts, what are your hopes for the long term?
So for water, my hope is that we move towards one standardization of water metrics and methods. I still think there are significant challenges in comparability on how to measure water risks and impacts. Secondly, I'm also hopeful that we move towards companies providing much more transparency at the asset level, both in terms of their performance and their linkages to the external context. And then lastly, I'm hopeful that governments are going to provide more investments and more efforts to share water-related data, both biophysical data related to water demands and water supply and the quality of water, as well as data on how governments are managing and governing water resources.
And that was Paul Reig from the World Resources Institute. We also wanted to know about the main changes to this updated standard. So we talked to Anna Kratova, manager at the GRI Standards Division. Welcome to the podcast, Anna.
Thank you, Nora.
The project for reviewing the water standard started in 2017. What were the underlying drivers behind this decision? Was the previous standard not good enough?
So the underlying drivers behind this decision was really the global water crisis that has escalated the topic of water to the international development agenda and manifested itself in the SDGs. We've also seen stakeholders want more information, more comprehensive, comparable and current information about water impacts, and particularly investors want to know more about companies' exposure to water risk. And not to say that the previous standard wasn't good enough, but it didn't really allow to generate that information.
So for the reporters, what are the biggest changes in the content of the standard?
So there are two things here. First, if we really shifted the focus from water management to water stewardship by introducing this notion of water as a shared resource and how companies manage impacts at a local level. So we've introduced context-based metrics to address that. And we've also made an emphasis on measuring impacts in areas with water stress to help organizations prioritize actions where it's needed most. In terms of content, reporters will find a new disclosure on water consumption, water discharge content that was previously in the effluents and waste standard. And the other new thing in terms of content that reporters will see is a requirement to report impacts across the full value chain and not only in direct operations. We've seen that this information was largely underreported, and we want to start changing the status quo.
Thank you, Anna, for joining in the podcast. If you want to know more about the updated water and effluent standard, go to globalreporting.org/standards. You will find registration links to two webinars on the 19th of September, where GRI's water experts will give a deep dive into the new standard. And that's it for this month's episode of Beyond Reports. Be sure to join us again next month. And until then, remember, it's not the report that matters. It's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.